podcast is brought to you by MitraTech, a leading provider of legal management, policy management, information governance, and workflow automation solutions. MitraTech, empowering legal and compliance teams through technology for 30 years and counting. Today, I'm joined by Brian McGovern, Executive Director at MitraTech and former Senior Vice President and Legal Chief Data Officer at AIG, a multinational finance and insurance corporation with operations in over 80 countries and jurisdictions. Brian's here today to talk about the pivotal issue of data governance and the role it plays in corporate legal departments. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So glad you could join us today for this conversation. So for those of us who are new, can you please tell us what you mean when you say data governance?
Sure, glad to. Data governance is a really large topic that spans a lot of different facets and a lot of different examinations. At the broadest level, it's managing all the data in an organization, systems, documents, emails, financials. So you can see that would be really big. And not only managing all that different type of content, but what we mean by managing data is talking about the data quality, its usability, its integrity, its security, and ultimately its preservation. And obviously, that's too much to cover all in one podcast. So today, we're going to be really focused on data governance in the enterprise legal management applications, and specifically focused on data quality and usability. Our initial focus here is intentional, and it's designed to improve our reporting, decision-making, and making sure we're delivering the maximum value for organizations utilizing our enterprise legal management software, or ELM.
Great. So what does data governance mean in the enterprise legal management context, and why is effective data governance so important for a company's legal?
Data governance, especially data quality and usability in the ELM space, is the goal of being the undisputed truth of what's going on in an legal organization. And that includes what we're spending, utilization, our matters, our rates, outcomes, and many other variables. And by legal departments maturing their data governance, they increase their value to their business partners and become that undisputed source of the truth. And that's why it's so important to a company's legal team.
Okay, so when you say undisputed source of truth, can you talk just a little bit more about that?
Sure. The ultimate source of truth means that your data is never questioned. So people understand that it's the key place to go for this type of data. It's very clear that where the best source of information is going to be in the organization. Early on at my tenure in AIG, we had a lot of trouble with that. There was multiple reporting groups. The data was unclear. We didn't have good standards. And there was a lot of different sources of the truth. So some people had one view and other people had another view. And it took a lot of work via data governance to converge to that one single source of the truth that's consistent and agreed upon throughout the organization.
Definitely. It sounds like a challenge across the board. So what does good data governance look like if you could have kind of an ideal data governance structure within your organization? What would that look like?
Data governance is a destination, but it's much more important to talk about the path to that. No matter where an organization finds themselves in data governance, there's more to be doing, and there's always ways to increase your maturity. So whatever you find yourself, there's steps that you should be taking to improve to the next level over time. In the beginning, we start with something I like to call table stakes. Here, we're doing things like standardizing our fields. We're using structured responses, such as pull downs, multi-selects, and we're avoiding text boxes. So we're doing our best to get good inputs from our users. In this phase, you'll find your people in this phase are they're finding their errors when they go generate reports and something pops up or doesn't make sense or somebody doesn't understand it. And that inevitably happens right at the last minute before a big meeting with senior management. In this stage, when you're finding those errors, good advice is don't just fix the report. Don't make the adjustment in Excel. Go back into the data and fix it in the system so you're not having that happen to you next time. When you mature a little bit, you've gotten sort of your basics out of the way, the table stakes out of the way, and you start to become more advanced, you're going to want to start to develop a data plan. You want to take some learnings from your reporting issues in the past. And you're going to focus on what are these critical data elements, and then start plans to fix problems proactively. Go looking for issues before that report pops up that doesn't make sense, and start responding to those data problems. Focus on that cleanup and have a proactive plan. In the most mature and innovative organizations, you're going to have a very active data program. This is going to include a data council. It's going to have data goals. It's going to have governance. It's going to be funded. It's going to have requirements, standards, and procedures. And they're going to be using automated tools to measure data quality and report on data quality.
Okay, so Brian, what exactly, you mentioned critical data elements. Now, what exactly do you mean when you say critical data elements?
Those are going to vary by the organization, but they, as the name implies, those are the data elements that you're most concerned on. Most legal departments, that's going to include things like how much are we spending? What's the dollars going out the door? Who are our top law firms? What are our most significant matters? And you want to cull down the list. You know, in an enterprise legal management software, you're going to wind up with thousands and thousands of different data elements at different fields. You don't want to try to attack all of those simultaneously. You want to say, these ones are the most important to us, and therefore we're going to prioritize them and call them our critical data elements. We're going to get plans, and we're going to make sure that data is rock solid, and then we're going to continue to other data elements. It's a means to help an organization
focus
on what's most important.
Okay, and how do you recommend that an organization kind of define and prioritize these critical data elements and define what's most important to them?
A lot of them you probably know already because it's things that you probably are reporting on. So you're already reporting on your e-billing utilization. Therefore, within your data elements, you're going to need to know your spend. You're going to know, is it e-billed, is it not? You're going to already reporting on your spend by business unit, your spend by practice area. So there you know some data, critical data elements underneath there are going to be spend, law firm, practice area, and the things that directly generate those types of reports. So it's largely by taking a look at what's already important to you and prioritizing those.
You mentioned
first.
As well having a data council. What do you mean by data council?
Sure. In the most innovative and advanced groups, you're going to have a standardized data structure. So in my prior role at AIG, I was a legal chief data officer. And that meant that I was responsible for our overall data program. But within that, we had multiple members on the data council, people that are technical, people that were owners of the critical data elements. So they were data stewards of particular sets of data. And then there were working groups underneath that data council that were working on data remediation, improvements to our data warehouses, improvements to our reporting, all focused on the overall goals of the data program.
When you say data steward, what do you think, in your experience, makes someone or an organization as a whole a good steward of data?
Sure. That's a specific role within a data governance program. And what it means is those are the people that are focused, that have ownership of a particular subset of data. So they might be responsible for a practice area. They might be responsible for a component of your entity reporting, for example. They have ownership and they have responsibilities for driving the data quality and data improvements to data quality in their specific area. So they're the owners, the drivers, and they have passion about making
Do you think that, going along this theme of ownership, that everyone within an organization should, especially within the legal department, to a certain extent, should take some ownership over the data? What are your thoughts on that?
Take some ownership over the data. What are your thoughts on that?
that's always the best case to do. And you definitely want people accountable for opening up matters according to your procedures, closing matters, recording data elements as you had. And those become the procedures and the processes within your data program, understanding what data elements are required and which are not, and then generating reports and insight when those standards are not being followed to drive adoption. And so everyone has a role to play, but it's important to centralize to a data council, because even with the best intention, when you have a large number of people doing good work in the legal department, they're all going to have slightly different understandings of what they should and shouldn't do and what's important and what's really important. So it's good to have a centralized group continuing to work on those processes, so refining them and always improving.
Now that we've established what this idea of good data governance looks like, a little more detail about the different roles that people play within data governance, can you talk more about how you can build a company culture that really supports this governance?
Sure. The key of developing this data governance in the legal department is very similar to how you develop a culture in other areas of the business or in other things that are important to your business in your organization. I think the keys are communication, accountability, and transparency. Communication is going to your data council, going to your working groups, going to the individual people in departments, the people that are providing information, the people who are consuming information via reporting, and explaining why we're doing this, what our goals are, why this data is so important to the organization, and how the improved data is going to make people's jobs better. Accountability, who's responsible, what are they doing, what steps are they taking, and what's the progress in that? And then transparency, where did we start, how are we doing against our plan to improve, how that information is, how you're surfacing that information back to the organization and showing them that things are improving
What role does leadership play in cultivating this company culture of data governance?
A critical role. Leadership's absolutely critical for these types of initiatives. To state why we're doing this is that the best case is always linked directly to the company strategy. We want this data, and we want this data governance because we believe it's a competitive advantage. Therefore, we're investing not only people's times, but money and time and cycles to drive it. And then using that data in new and innovative ways to understand what's going on within the legal department, what's going on within our spend, and to use that data to help make legal and business.
Those insights to make legal and business decisions. You mentioned this idea of competitive advantage. Does that really help drive an advantage against your competitors to have those insights?
Yes, I definitely think it does. Data is a differentiator to help you better understand the drivers in your business. And in the ELM space, this includes things like your spend, your utilization, your counsel selection, your case assessment, and other areas. These are some of the most critical things that a legal department does. And using that data to drive those decisions is a differentiator. And the data and the data governance surrounding that allows a much better understanding of the value of the legal department delivers to the entire organization. And as legal departments seek to utilize data more dynamically and for more important decisions, they need to have a really good way to govern those data assets via data governance programs. And so as the rest of the business is growing and expanding in new ways, the business is taking on new risks. Data and data governance help us understand what you're taking on so you're able to manage that risk and drive the best value for your company.
Talk a little bit more about the difference between data governance and data insight just so that people can really understand how those are similar, how they're different, how they partner together.
Sure. One enables the other. Data governance is the organization, the culture, the processes, the procedures, and the technology and the approach to deliver best-in-class data to be the ultimate source of the truth. The insights are when you have that data, it's clean, it's understood, everyone agrees that this is the correct data in the right format, you're driving data insights from that really excellent source of data. So your insights then become very trusted, and it's well understood that this is the correct data, you can trust the data, and therefore you can make
Legal departments have the best in class data governance to support their organizations.
I think it's important that legal departments have the best data to support their organizations so that the business has a very clear understanding of the value that the legal department is providing them. So whether we're helping them retain outside counsel for a new venture, we're understanding what our costs are related to acquisitions or divestitures, or even more, you know, more typical things like our governance, so that we're consistently having a great conversations with our business partners about what we're doing with the money, how we're spending the money, and why spending the money that way is delivering the best value to them.
Is really
to help them
important
manage their
in this
risk.
First podcast for our listeners to hear or to understand regarding this topic?
I would say that the thing that I'd like to say to everybody is that it doesn't matter really where you are in this progress. Some people have started down the road, and some people, actually quite a lot of people, have not. But the important thing is to take these basic elements and set a vision for yourself of how you want to improve your data governance to drive better value for your business. And it doesn't matter so much where you find yourself today. It matters taking on these ideas and developing a plan to increase
so
your maturity and
to
increase
start
your data's
vision.
Value back to your business.
Oh. So what you're saying is the place to start is with vision.
Definitely. The first place to start is understanding that this is important and understanding the giant value to that, developing and sharing a vision. And then
sounds great. Anything else you'd like to share with us
your
today?
Attack, your strategy to deliver that vision.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Brian, and for sharing your insights with us. And
no,
thanks to everyone
really
out there
thank
listening. You.
You
have a wonderful day.
Thank you.